right, let's work through some numbers, all right? Let's work through some numbers here to close out this hour of the program. Look, the reason is, polling, does it mean anything? It depends. Depends on enthusiasm and turnout. It depends on if you're voting for somebody or against somebody else. Candidates that attract people voting for them, as a general rule, tend to perform far better. Protest votes, if you will, voting against somebody, don't tend to do very well. But the reason I want to share the numbers here is because it's remarkable. Joe Biden on the receiving end of more bad news when it comes to polling numbers. He's on the Real Clear Politics average. He is now 17 plus points in the hole. A new tip poll gives his approval number at 35%. That's the third poll since the 22nd of April to put him at just 35%. A Quinnipiac poll, an ABC News Ipsos poll, and now this tip poll, TIPP poll. In fact, his best number of any poll going back to a month ago, April 12th, is 44%. He was minus 9. It's the only poll he was down by single digits. The poll with Quinnipiac, he was minus 26. The poll with ABC News, minus 22. The poll that just came out this morning, minus 19. Minus 19. And so his approval rating is 39.2%. It's not his all-time low, but he's on track to be at his all-time low. And these things matter. Brand new poll out of Pennsylvania today. Done for AARP. And look, they lean left. AMAC is the right-leaning organization. AARP is the left-leaning organization. Donald Trump, 49%. Biden, 45%. In fact, there hasn't been a poll in Pennsylvania in a while that has Joe Biden leading. It went from Trump plus one to a tie, plus one, plus two, plus three, plus four. That's exactly how it's gone since April the 25th to April the 29th to the end of the month to now. Plus one, plus two, plus three, plus four. Donald Trump's going from 44% to 47% to 49% to 50%. In a key state of Pennsylvania. If he wins Pennsylvania, he wins. I still think Pennsylvania is a toss-up. But let me give you a comparison. 4 years ago, the Real Clear Politics average for Pennsylvania had Joe Biden at plus 4.5. Today it has Donald Trump plus 1.8. That's a 6.3% swing in Donald Trump's favor. And it's getting stronger. And that's just that poll, right? So, I mean, it doesn't matter where you look. There is trouble for Joe Biden everywhere, everywhere, right? In fact, let's go to those swing states, all right? And if it's more than 4 points, how is it a swing state? Nevada, Trump plus 4.5. North Carolina, Trump plus 5.4. In Arizona, Trump plus 5. In Georgia, plus 3.8. I mean, how do you even call those swing states at that point? I mean, the polling in Georgia is, the thing is, it's consistent. Plus 3, plus 4, plus 6, plus 6, plus 3. Yeah. Man, I wish we could vote today. North Carolina shouldn't even be on the map. Apparently Nevada shouldn't be on the map. Plus 5, plus 4, plus 8, plus 1, the latest, in Nevada. But it should really not even be on. Should not be on the map here as I look at these numbers. And the numbers matter simply because it's a snapshot of where we were. And the reason, again, that I bring this up is the swing. It is the swing of where everybody stands today compared to where we were before. Let's go to a head-to-head matchup. Donald Trump and the Real Clear Politics average head-to-head, and it's not going to be a head-to-head race. It's going to be Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's made the ballot in California and Michigan and elsewhere now. But Trump is plus 1.2 on the average, head-to-head with Joe Biden. 4 years ago today, Joe Biden was up 4.4 points on the average. So that's a 5.6 percentage swing to Donald Trump. You can't just dismiss this. It's across the board. And Stormy Daniels shows up in court yesterday and nobody cares. They don't care. People realize that Donald Trump's getting a railroad job. Even people that don't like Donald Trump know that it's a railroad job. And they might applaud it, but they know it's a railroad job. So in a five-way race, there is one poll that came in last week that shows Joe Biden plus one in a five-way race with Kennedy and West and Stein. It's a bit of an outlier. The rest of them show Trump winning one by as many as 12 points. I think that's also an outlier from Rasmussen. I don't believe that's accurate either. A couple of ties in there. Donald Trump's average plus 2.7. So again, if you go back to Biden plus 4.4, now you're at 7.1% swing to Donald Trump. Plus 7 points to Donald Trump. And that sounds about right to me. I mean, the number of people that I talk to that have got, you know, I've had enough. We can't afford things. Why is everything so expensive? That's what I hear the most of. You know, a guy that works for me said, I went and bought a few things from him in the car, and $60. He goes, silly. Yeah, it is. You wonder why there's so much shoplifting. Well, maybe it's because everything's so darn expensive they can't afford to live. Not him. I'm not saying him. I'm just saying in general. At any rate, we'll have some final thoughts in a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.